Staying with political matters, the Taoiseach has been telling the Dáil that the HSE remains on target to vaccinate 450,000 people each week by mid-June and reach overall targets for the population once vaccine supply continues to arrive in an orderly manner. Mr. Martin said that 27.5% of the population has received one dose of the vaccine to date, with 10.9% having received a second dose. Speaking a short time ago, he told the Dáil that Ireland also today had received its largest supply of the Pfizer vaccine to date.
But I think what is important is that 4.5 million is due in Q2. Not all of that is, you know, the delivery schedules come later in terms of this precision around from week to week as to when particular shipments will come in. So there was very good news today in terms of Pfizer-BioNTech. I think the largest ever delivery has arrived. About 191,800 Pfizer vaccines have arrived. Pfizer has proven to be particularly reliable. In relation to your questions, in terms of the NIAC advice has now been worked through, okay? In terms of the 450,000 a week, the modelling that the task force and the HSE have been doing has been on that basis.
Taoiseach speaking in the Dáil in the last little while. Let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, this target, 450,000 people a week, it's a big target, a big number. The Taoiseach insisting it can be done.
Yeah, he is doing that. And yet at the same time, he's also accepted that there have been problems. We know that, say, for example, the vaccination target for April was not met. The other one that's just looming into the distance is the question of whether 82% of adults can either receive their first dose of vaccine or whether they can get an offer of a vaccine by the end of June. And all of this has been complicated by the difficulties with getting in enough AstraZeneca, and then the also issue of the question of Johnson & Johnson. When it comes to Johnson & Johnson, that's a real key one, because we know there's been a limitation from NIAC on who can receive it. The question is of the over 50s, that sort of 50 to 60 cohort are going to be relying heavily on Johnson & Johnson. And much of that vaccine, Brian, isn't going to be arriving in until June. So there's been a question. If you're trying to reach 82% of adults and the 50 to 59 cohort is limited in many ways to AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, could that cohort be jumped? Could you go to younger people while you're trying to get a handle on the AstraZeneca and Johnson vaccine? That's been a question which was being put and posed by Mark Coughlin of Primetime last night, who's been doing the numbers on all of the vaccines coming into the country. Government sources saying this lunchtime that it's too early to say whether the 50 to 59 age cohort is going to have to wait. They're still waiting to see the HSE, how it's going to, what Micheál Martin called, operationalise the latest advice from NIAC. And we're going to have to wait and see if they're going to have to adjust their vaccination process. We have to give it another little bit of time, probably to the end of the week.
Yeah, there's also a thorny political issue in relation to winding down the pandemic supports, the temporary wage payment, the wage subsidy schemes and various other measures that were put in place. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald pushed the Taoiseach in the Dáil to give an assurance that income supports will be extended beyond the end of June.
The pandemic unemployment payment has been their lifeline. So any decision to cut or to phase out these supports would be grossly unfair. In fact, it would be devastating for these families. And bearing in mind, Taoiseach, that these are families who have watched on as you signed off on an obscene pay hike of €81,000 for the new Secretary General of the Department of Health. They watched on as you delivered pay hikes for super junior ministers, for judges, and pension hikes for former Taoiseach. There cannot be one rule for those at the top and another for those struggling to get by.
Paul Cunningham, what was the Taoiseach's response to that?
Basically, the Taoiseach said his government was keenly aware of the difficulties being faced by people on the pandemic. That's why out of the 28 billion which has been spent so far on the pandemic, half of it has gone into PUP payments and other supports. And he said there would be no what he called cliff edge, in which, in other words, people would be receiving a payment and then it would suddenly disappear. But we still have to get to the point and when those supports are going to start to be wound down. The government continues to say that will be as the economy opens up. But the date that was given so far, the only firm date by the Taoiseach in that speech was he said that there won't be any cutting of such supports before the end of June. So that is going to be a key political battleground of when the unwinding happens, to what extent, and what is the damage to those who are left behind.
Now, of course, focus switching later today and tomorrow on the COVID restrictions. Paul Neffett meeting today to make its recommendations. A cabinet subcommittee will consider those before the full cabinet gives consideration to whatever changes are on the way tomorrow.
Yeah, the cabinet subcommittee meeting is very important. You've got the three coalition leaders, you've got all of the senior ministers, and they will have had a recommendation from Neffett on the table. It's pretty clear that we know what they're going to do in May regarding opening construction, phased introduction of non-essential retail, reopening of religious services. Most of the things which are flagged are going to happen. But the government has also said it's going to sketch out a plan for June and July. And with so many people employed by the hospitality sector, the question is, what's going to happen there? Earlier on this morning, the Green Party leader and Transport Minister Eamon Ryan said that hospitality and lifting the ban on inter-county travel go hand in hand, and he was hopeful that that would happen in June. But there's a fair bit of things to go. We still have to see what Neffett recommends, and the Cabinet has to consider it fully tomorrow. So it'll probably only be 6 o'clock tomorrow that we know the full detail of it.